Blog Talk Radio.
And on today's episode, we will revisit our show from September 15th, 2014, on which we discussed the second blood moon. In preparation for our event this weekend in Florida, along with the fourth blood moon next month in September, we are replaying all of our blood moon shows. On Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio, we also discuss a variety of topics that will assist you with expanding your consciousness and raising your vibrations towards self-empowerment. We offer many energetic cleaning and clearing services, as well as high vibrational products that are very helpful for your expansion. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have group DNA activation sessions. If you would like to learn more and sign up, please visit dnareplicate.com or freeyourmindtoshine.com. Our other energetic services include advanced soul clearings, property clearings, Akashic record readings, energetic attunements, soul translation reports, human design readings, and more. So please visit DNAReplicate.com and FreeYourMindToShine.com to learn more. Also, Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio has a YouTube channel. So please visit YouTube.com and type in the search box, Laota, L-A-O-T-A, space of the sun, O-F-T-H-E-S-U-N, to visit and subscribe. From August 28th through the 30th, we will be having our first quantum light clearing class in which we will be teaching people how to become property clearers. This class is full, but we will have our second quantum light clearing class in Fort Myers, Florida, from October 2nd through the 4th. If you are interested and would like to learn more, please visit DNAReplicate.com for details on the prerequisites and how to sign up. Now we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
Our book of the week is Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. And now we will get started with our show. Enjoy.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Ellie. We have had so many beautiful and enlightening chats, and it's wonderful to share one of our sessions with the public. So thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, you know, we've been gearing up for the Blood Moon, which is going to take place in roughly 30 days. Today is September 8th. I want to send a shout out to all of those people who have birthdays in the month of September. I am a September birthday person myself. And so in 30 days on the 8th, the 7th, because it'll start coming in on the 7th, we are going to experience our second blood moon, which is going to be phenomenal. This next one coming through, because of the frequencies that I have been told about that will be coming through. It's very different this time. I think last Monday I talked about harmony and creativity and nurturing. They all have a foundation or will rest on top of the original foundation of peace. And I was in meditation on and off all this weekend, and they did tell me about the frequency of joy and laughter, and they're combining those two together. And I was just remembering part of a channeling I did over the weekend where they were telling me how laughter actually has the ability to knock you out of your body, to knock your spiritual essence out of your body, you know, when you tend to laugh so hard. And I've thought about a couple of times where I was laughing that hard and felt real strange afterwards. But those are some of the frequencies that will be coming in. And this the new frequencies coming through are going to be a lot more complicated, because they are, one, interwoven and resting upon what we already received from the first time. And I want to encourage everybody to make sure that they get their Blood Moon frequency spray, because that Blood Moon frequency spray from the first Blood Moon that we did, it's important that you have some of that in your system for a true overlay of the new frequencies that are coming in. Leona, what do you have any information about that? Because we will be getting a new support frequency spray after the Blood Moon of October 8th. Correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have been in training, so to say, for already about 3 weeks, and I am downloading. This is a very layered effect. This is very different than what we got before And I'm really encouraging everyone to be very mindful of their diets, to be very careful to eat clean foods, to prepare your body, because these frequencies are significantly stronger and different. These are different than what humanity has ever experienced before. So it's taking quite a bit of attention and quite a bit of being open to receive the parts that I'm receiving for the purpose of making the frequencies. But everyone who is on the planet will receive to some degree what is coming in. And if you prepare your body, it will be easier. It will be much easier for you to experience these very different frequencies. They're very different than anything else I've ever experienced, and it's very exciting. I am so such a proponent and so excited about not only this blood moon, but the ones that will follow. And I'm so happy that we have Ellie, who is in communication with the Galactic Federation, to channel this information. The portion of it that I am aware of is actually the frequency itself. And it's coming in many layers, in many ways. And my understanding is that I won't have it until after the event.
Yeah.
And that after the event, it will be made available, and that I'll need every ounce of the strength and energy that it's taking, the 30 days plus the time I've already spent, to get it, to get every bit of it, because it's so uniquely different than what humanity has experienced before. But I can tell you it's spectacular. You can expect more success. You can expect your money to be opened up. You can expect blockages to be removed if you've been working on yourself. If you haven't been working on yourself, you need to get to it.
Yes.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yes, definitely. You know, we have that protocol that really assist an individual in becoming fully who they should be. And, you know, our protocol, we always talk about it, it's the DNA activation, it's the chakra illumination, it's the anger fear removal, the cutting of the cords, and then the soul retrieval. And by that time, you are ready, because you have experienced phenomenal amount of clarity at that point where you can start working in your Akashic records. That is our protocol. And, you know, with that protocol, those people who have gone through it will actually experience an even greater, say, adherence, meaning that these frequencies coming in will be able to adhere to the body, to the actual luminous body, a lot more easier than if you don't have your work done. One other thing that they really wanted to have me bring forward this morning was the drinking of the water. And they cautioned me on people trying to drink enough water for the day of the event, and then participate in the event and think that that is going to be all right. So they wanted me to address that. It is very important that you are drinking about 128 ounces of water a day. That is a minimum. They have increased my drinking far greater than that. And the idea behind that is that the water is going to give your cellular structure a level of buoyancy that will allow the freak to adhere for a greater length of time within the cellular body. So we already know that that water, the water actually, if you ask your water to go back to its original highest vibration and to nurture the cells. And I'm asking everybody to please ask their water to return to its original highest vibration and to nurture the cells prior to you drinking it. Once the water goes into the body, into the cellular structure or the cellular canal, what happens is you will start to feel your cells actually enlarge. I can only explain it like that because, you know, they test run everything on me first. That's the beauty of this. And what I did feel was that, I don't know how I know this, but I just know it, that my cellular structure has become a little bit more buoyant. It's almost as if the cells have awakened to a higher level, and in that, it has caused me to awaken in a higher level. So it's important that this next 30 days that everybody really drink as much.
Ellie, you're sounding a little muffled. Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, it's much better.
Yeah, it's important everybody drinks as much water as possible. Because, and you know, it will definitely affect the way you're able to get the frequencies. They showed me yesterday during midday when I was called into meditation. I had not increased my water intake. I think I was kind of like midway there. And so they were showing me how the frequency actually comes in and what the body actually feels. And I can tell you that it was just a little bit uncomfortable because the frequency of a harmony is so strong. That is going to be like the number one frequency coming through, harmony. And the frequency was so strong that you could feel it makes the skin, the epidural layer, it hurts a little bit. And so they were explaining to me that the more water intake that if I had the water intake that I was supposed to have by that time period during the day, that this would not occur. And so they wanted me to understand why drinking the water was so important. Go ahead, Leo. You were going to say something.
Oh, you know, this is my favorite topic. I won't say it's my favorite. It's, you know, because Blood Moon is now my new favorite. But,
okay.
I want to say something concerning water. I'd like to share with you, just to give you an opportunity to understand what Ellie is, to remember that, you know, we are born in a sack of water. The world we live in has water below us and water above us, and we're breathing in water all the time. It is imperative that the intelligence that is on this planet that has kept water here for all of the time water has been here be in the proper proportion inside of our body for any kind of frequency work, any kind of energy work, any kind of being alive. You really need to be properly hydrated. And remember, too, that the oceans have, with just a touch of sea salt, if you add just a touch of sea salt to your water in the morning, then you mirror the natural intelligence that is the waters of the planet in our oceans. And this also gives you electrolytes. You know, salt is, in fact, a crystal, which is sacred geometry, which is, in fact, light. So all of these significantly important to the proper functioning of our body. And even if we think we have a glass of water, it's enough. You really need to have water. And I cannot encourage you all enough to get the Urio Energy Mats. Ellie has them. I have them on my website. Get the energy mats and put your water on the energy mat to structure it. It's more important how the water is structured than actually what is in the water. Because
exactly.
The structure is the divinity of the water.
Exactly.
So once you allow this intelligence that we call water to carry, if you could imagine seeing yourself on a surfboard riding the intelligence the intelligence that is water into this new frequency. You can. This is how the frequency rides the waves and joins with and becomes integrated with the frequencies in the body. This is a beautiful, extraordinary experience that we're talking about, and I hope you're getting visuals to know how important it is to be in sync and in harmony with creation in its introduction to water into our world. We actually are living in the embryonic sac still. We never really emerged, and we have to make sure that we've hydrated. You know, this analogy is so rich that I hope you can feel it and see it.
Yes, I would agree with you. You know, during the time that they were showing me this yesterday, they also showed me, like, after the one frequency comes in, it will be important for people to hydrate themselves after that, and so on and so forth. There are about four different frequencies coming in, and these are the one thing, again, that I stress, the peace is the underlying one, which we definitely got the last time, as well as three others. And then joy and laughter are going to be layered on top of that, and then creativity, and then on top of peace, and then harmony on top of peace, and then nurturing and love on top of peace. And the nurturing one, they wanted me to understand what that was all about, because we have gotten so mechanical that we don't touch, we don't hold, we don't, and so our bodies lose that understanding of what nurturing really is all about. It could be just sitting in silence with another human being, but they wanted to stress the importance of nurturing being layered on top of love and peace. Just think about being able to walk into a room and have the frequency of harmony be so strong that in the midst of chaos, the chaos reverts itself and turns harmonic. This is what we're really, really talking about. This is about you being able to walk, truly walk in that frequency all the time, as long as you practice. And I can't say enough about spending time calling the frequency back. You're going to have to actively engage the frequency. You cannot just go home and sit there and say, all right, you must actively engage this frequency. So if it means that you take 15 minutes to yourself during the day while you're meditating, you bring that frequency back and ask it to hold. You will need to definitely use the new frequency water that Loretta is going to be able to give us after the event. I am going to tell people that you need to try and pre-order that one, as well as get the one that we have from the last event, because, again, this is a layering effect. And this is just have this concept rolling through your mind that you know, if harmony is the one that you will be actually the frequency that will be the predominant one throughout, running throughout your cellular structure, then just have that in the back of your mind, knowing that you are pushing out the frequency of being in harmony. And that frequency is filled in your field. And so everybody you come in contact with has the opportunity to also have harmony come forth when dealing with you. That there shouldn't be that, you know, that push and pull that we sometimes get when we're dealing with other individuals. It should just be on one accord, one harmonic note. And I talk in terms of notes, Leota, you know, because, you know, I get involved with the plants. But, you know, the plants, the trees, the flowers, they all sing this one note that you know, kind of like escapes us at times, right? And because they maintain a perfect balance all the time.
Well, it's interesting the way you're describing this, because the way that I'm getting the frequencies and what I'm understanding at this point, and I still have 30 more days of education in this frequency, but what I'm understanding is that the harmony establishes perfect order.
Yeah.
When you are in perfect order, everything within your field starts to become in perfect order.
Exactly.
This is the energy of creation. This is the first cause. This, what I'm understanding from what is being given to me, is that we are going back to first cause. We're going back to before evil. We're going back to before disharmony. We're going back to before all of the things that we see in our world currently. This is what I'm being guided to understand during the process, is that since we're going, that we're actually going to reach back to first cause, which is perfect harmony.
Yes.
It establishes perfect order, and in perfect order, everything comes into the command of order, and this is a universe of laws and principles. And one of the things that I think is interesting, and if I can just take a second to talk about it, Ellie, is this idea of what we consider wrong or what we consider evil actually came into the world when people thought that they could do things that other people couldn't see. So if you think about it, this idea of transparency, and in the first cause, there was only transparency. All the windows were clear glass, so to say.
Yes, yes.
And only when, you know, people said, oh, well, I can do this in my house to my family and nobody will know. Or only when someone thought, oh, I can think this thought and no one will know I'm thinking this thought. And then that thought turns into something that eventually has to be removed. By somebody like me. So what I am so excited about, what I'm so thrilled about being opportunity, this galactic opportunity, this perfect alliance with universal intelligence, this lining up everything in such a way that every person on the planet will be exposed to it, and those who have been focused, those who have been working on themselves, will be able to receive greater amounts of it, but everyone will receive it. But the ones who've been working on themselves will receive greater amounts. The more focused you are, the more you're looking to receive this intelligence of first cause, so to say. And I'm kind of making that, I'm saying it, not that those are the first words, but that's my understanding of what's coming in.
Well,
and that's why it's so different than anything else I've ever seen or heard of before.
Well, yeah, you're right. When they first came to me, they did say that, you know, we were going to be put into a deep healing stasis, going all the way back and taking us all the way back to before there was thought. And that healing would be from that time period moving forward and layering in the frequencies of optimal health, nurturing, love, harmony, creativity, joy, laughter. Well, if you have all of those, what else do you need?
Really? That's true. I mean,
you know.
And everyone can then mingle with
yes.
the frequencies of everyone else, and then positively affect the planet. In a very positive way, and in a way where everyone can actually, you know, it's not really. It is no. There are no secrets. You know, really, we can see by the look on a person's face what they're thinking. We can always see by a person's body posture what they're thinking. There really are no secrets, but just the idea that transparency will become available again and that people won't be able to escape the reality of what it is that they're doing, because it will become evident that the pressure of that will change the dynamic. That's the essence of what I'm understanding, is this will be the result. The result will be, over the course of time after these four blood moons, and that will be the result. Have you gotten anything on that?
No, they've been too busy showing me the frequency. You know, I'm sure more information will come in. I did channel last night, but when I channel, I put it on a, digital thing. And then I go back and I listen to it at a later time. So I'll be listening to it this evening for clarity, so I can bring it forth. I have roughly about 45 minutes to an hour of information that they brought forth, but they wanted me to start off today with really talking about the water. And I wasn't really sure why, but then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Leota's going to be on the show, okay.
Well, are you going to be available to be on the show on Wednesday so we can talk about what you channeled yesterday? And
This is a month.
I have really designated all of my shows this month for the purpose of Blood Moon, and all the way up until the Blood Moon. I know that you're hosting an event. Would you want to talk about that a little bit while we're on the line? So I know there are other cities, people in other cities who want to have events. I'm not sure if it's all worked out yet, but if you have any information, I have people who are anxiously waiting to hear about your Blood Moon event on the computer and on the telephone, on conference, or would you share the details before I say something that's not accurate?
Sure. But first, let me actually bring the announcement in from our sponsor.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
I just want to tell you how much I love Audible. I just got the book. I already have the book, Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light. But I can't tell you how pleased I am to be able to have that book on audible.com. I ordered it the other day, and even though I've read the book probably twice, it is just so much fun being able to listen to it as I drift off to sleep and maybe pick up some things that maybe I missed during my actual read. So I would like to say to everyone, please go out and sign up at audibletrial.com/soulsolution to get your free audiobook and one-month trial of the service. You will definitely have a phenomenal experience. Again, the URL link is audibletrial.com/soulsolution. Now back to the Blood Moon. Okay, so the Blood Moon is going to actually span over 2 days. We're going to begin on October 7th. The doors are going to be open at 11:30 p.m. That's the doors opening here in Chicago, 4447 South Ellis Avenue at the Pathways to Light Healing Center, as well as in Atlanta. We're hoping to have a location in New Orleans as well. I believe Kathy is getting that set up, and I'll have further information on that. We'll open the doors, we'll open the teleconference line, and we will open the virtual classroom at 11:30 p.m. on October 7th. Okay, the frequencies, I am told, will come in starting around 1 a.m. We will start a deep meditation at 12 midnight that will last until about 1 people will be able to take a bathroom break and hydrate themselves, and then the frequency should start coming in. Now, if this blood moon is anything like the last blood moon, you know, I try to tell people a time. You know, you really can't tell a time or give a time. I can only give an approximation. So I know that it'll start between 1 and 1:55 a.m., but I can't give you anything other than that. I'm asking people to please be here no later than midnight, okay? We'll go all the way up until about 6 a.m., maybe about 6:25. I am asking people for if they are going to participate here or wherever or however. If you're going to participate, to please take off either the day of October 8th or don't go in until the afternoon, because the frequencies won't be finished integrating. And I really don't know. I really don't know how individuals are going to be able to, how conscious you will be. You know, you have to understand you're going to be going back, and you're going to be in a deep stasis, and that means that you're going to be out of your body for a period of time. And so it may take a minute or two for you to fully integrate back into your body. I'm asking people not to go to work because, you know, if it's anything like the last blood moon, well, a lot of people are preparing, and we're going to talk about the food. A lot of people are preparing food-wise this time. But if it's anything like the last blood moon, even if you prepare food-wise, there was a major shift and evacuation, okay? And so you're going to need to be at home for that. Anyway, do the best you can, and we will send light and love to those who are not able to take off that entire day, but if you can take off a portion of that day. So, again, we open the doors at 11:30 p.m. on October 7th. We start at midnight with a deep meditation, and then we will go until from about 1:55, we'll go back into that deep stasis, take you back into that deep stasis, and the frequencies will start coming in at that time period. As far as food is concerned, I am myself, I've been told, of course, you know, up the intake of the water. I probably have never drank this much water in my life in one day. You know, every day, but I'm also eating light, and I'm eating more more greens, more vegetables, not as much fruit, but more leafy green vegetables, trying to eat more vegetables that have color, like the reds and the yellows and, of course, the green, the fruits, the blueberries, the strawberries, the pineapple, a little bit of pineapple, kiwi, melon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe. Melons are not as high on the glycemic. And I'm not eating as much meat. Maybe about, and I'm eating, trying to eat organic chicken. So maybe about 3 to 5 ounces every other day, definitely not every day. And so I'm trying to eat as much fresh food as possible, not very many processed foods. So I'm just, and if you can make you a big pot of broth. I'm really the broth up from the greens. That's my treat. So what are greens without cornbread? I really haven't been eating any wheat, if at all possible, but I made the cornbread out of cassava flour and cornmeal, organic cornmeal, and that was really a treat. It was really pretty delicious. So, and I used olive oil, a combination of olive oil and coconut oil. So I'm just you know, try and eat as healthy as possible, as light as possible, okay? And whatever that means to you. I'm looking at the Organic Gourmet and trying to, you know, of course, I love the bean chili, but it may be hot, too hot in different parts of the world for the bean chili. The enchiladas look pretty delicious, and the eggplant parmesan. So there's some really, oh, and the pasta salad. There's some really, really good recipes here. I'm on my way today to pick up some black bean pasta that I sampled at Costco so that I can make a little bit of fresh tomato and basil and garlic sauce over it, you know, and try that out and have that. So there are some definitely healthy alternatives to regular wheat pasta. For you guys who have gluten sensitivity, I know that I have been a lot better since I've cut that gluten out of my system. I've noticed that I haven't been as itchy, you know, so I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe the gluten has something to do with that. How about you, Leota?
Actually, the gluten has everything to do with it, and all of the things that you shared, I think, will be good recommendations for people who have not been, you know, paying attention to their diet. One of the things that I always encourage everyone to do is to eat one meal. If you eat three meals a day, make one of them raw, have a salad, one of them. And there are many other things we could say, but I think that's a wonderful way for people to begin. Not everybody is juicing. Not everybody is able to do a lot of cooking. But pretty much everybody can figure out how to get a salad as one of the meals, especially if they eat two or three times a day. So
yes.
I always recommend that. It's, the chewing is good, and the fact that you're engaging with something alive that you can speak to. And, of course, as always, and you mentioned earlier, I'm always talking about the idea of being in relationship with your food. And everything has consciousness. You know, chair you're sitting in has consciousness, and your food most certainly does. So it is wise to be in relationship with your body as it sits in the chair and your food as you eat it. So all of these things, I think, will be very important and expanding. Those who have had their DNA done, this is something that they're all pretty familiar with, this idea of expanding your consciousness, and this is one way that you can do it. But I didn't hear, and maybe I missed it, but did you share how people can participate who are not in Chicago, who are not coming to Pathways to Light, how that they can participate? I think you mentioned that they could sign up, but where and how much and when can that take place? When can they start signing up now?
Registration will open up tomorrow for Blood Moon. They can go to Pathways to Light, PathWaysToLight. TOLIGHT.org, and you can sign up two ways. Well, actually, one way. We have our store on the website, and in our store, you can actually sign up for the event. So you go to PathwaysToLight.org. Once the site comes up, you go all the way over to the right under store, and you click on store. And you should be able to find the event right there, Blood Moon, and we'll make it as prevalent as possible. Anyway, that should be up and working this evening. And then what else did you ask me now, Leota? That's how they can sign up.
That's how they can sign up. And will you be available for Wednesday on my show to talk a little bit more about this? And
oh,
give
yeah.
more details about that, about what will take place. Like last time, we all got on the teleconference, those of us who don't live in Chicago. I live out of state, and I was on the teleconference, and the Blood Moon was taking place into the wee hours of the morning, and it was very visceral, but I'm not used staying up all night, so I eventually did go to sleep and everything was just fine. So those kind of details, I think people will want to know, because I think I'm probably not the only one who can't stay up all night.
Yeah. Well, I just want you to know that once you're connected in, again, all of this is being done through registration in your name. And each name will have a specific anointing that they are going to be given to me. I'll be going through the names as the blood moon is progressing each, and as it's progressing throughout the time period. So it's important that I have the name. Now, if you're going to be at a satellite, it's important that the organizer is there. Make sure that I have everybody's name. So it's going to be very important for people to pre-register. It's not going to be able to, any of that last-minute stuff, that's not going to work. We're going to have to be a little bit more organized this time. For some people that are going to be coming in, I would say if you're going to come in, Leota, you came in through the teleconference line. All you have to do. Yeah, just leave the line open, and when we close, we'll close.
Okay.
Just talk to sleep, it's perfectly fine. I have not finished getting all of the information, but one particular frequency will be predominant for each individual. And it may be, I know that my frequency is harmony, okay, because they told me that yesterday. I have to have a mechanism to be able to give out those frequencies. So as the people register, I'll have their email address, and they will actually get an email back. With that, their particular predominant frequency. It just means that this one has a slight edge above all of the rest of them for you. And this is the one that is part of your journey.
So when people register, and because everyone knows they have to register in advance, we can't do this at a last minute time, when they register, is that when they buy the blood moon frequency that already exists, or do they order the one that will exist for a later
date? They can do both. They can do actually. They can do both.
They'll do that all from Pathways to Light. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so everything will be done right through PathwaysToLight.com, and we'll be talking about this for the next 4 weeks.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm just
so excited. You know, I got a new charge of something. I'm not sure what it was. It might have been, because of they've been running the frequencies through me, having me experience each one so that I can have some sort of a description. And it's like, okay, if you're running this frequency, how am I supposed to be describing it? Because I'm out of it from the frequency. But some kind of way they get their point across to me. And I just have had, like this morning, I got up and I walked 2 miles today. I don't know what they were running last night, but I was just up at 5:30 and at 6 stairs. And the next thing I knew, I was out the door walking.
I love it. I love it. I think this is what many people would like, the effortless move towards harmonious action, that where there's no resistance and there's no restraint, where everything is just, everything that's needed takes place in a way that's just as natural as opening your eyes.
Yes,
yes. Easy and as effortless as opening your eyes. I think we have so much to look forward to. Very pleased to have been involved in getting this information. I'm so appreciative of you for being able to channel this information, and in my aspect, I'm just very happy to be living in this moment of time. And I really think that the other blood moons that will be coming in 2015 will be equally or even more exciting, because everyone has something different it's bringing to us as humanity, and every blood moon is moving us further towards our ability to be and stay in a positive mode all the time.
That's yes, well, they definitely made it very apparent to me. You know, remember the day I called you up and I told you I thought I had been in a trance for like 10 minutes, and then when I woke up, it had been an hour?
I do remember.
And I told you there was a shift in the body at that point.
Right.
And, I think this whole thing is, for whatever reason, this is their way of getting me prepared to bring, to be that conduit for that frequency that's going to come in. I don't have it all worked out just yet, because they give me things, they give me things in sections, you know. So
mm-hmm.
right now they're giving me all of the frequencies. I mentioned four that would be overlapping with some others, but I'm not sure if that is all. I didn't have enough time to ask, is that all? But I do want to say I'm just ecstatic about what is going to occur. And I would also say to individuals, if you want to email me to ask a particular question, I can be emailed at info@pathwaystolight.com. That's PathwaysToLight at gmail.com. If you have some questions, I would love to have the questions and come back to you with an answer from the Federation.
That would be great if we can do that. We actually do have Asiya is on the line with us. I don't know if she has any questions. She is currently on the line with us. I got a text from her, and I'm not sure if she has anything, but I think that would be a great show for us to do amongst all, because we're going to be doing almost at least two shows a week for the rest of the month.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a couple of shows a week, so that would be really good. And then if people could just send me the questions over, I'm in meditation pretty much every evening, and so I don't take any calls after or look at any emails after 8 p.m., and I'm a real stickler for that. At 7:30, I'm getting ready, and at 8 o'clock, I shut everything off. So
this is definitely the frequencies, the new frequencies coming into your life experience.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, it's this whole thing. I mean, trust me, the 2 miles was a shocker this morning. And I was like, can I go back home? No, keep going. I don't know. I am looking forward to being on your show Wednesday. And I just want to go ahead and just say the name of our show is Soul Solution. And the podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. A leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. Now, who can ask for anything more? Just try it out. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. They don't have any information really out there about the blood moon and how, I guess, Leota, we're going to have to write that book. But I say that, but I really mean that, because there's not a lot of information on there or out there, whereas it's concerning the frequencies and the shift. And I do at some point want to talk about the shift that's going on frequency-wise within our universe. I just want to say again, we thank audible.trial/soulsolution. That is our URL link for you to get your free audiobook and 1 month trial, and we want to be very, very appreciative and thankful to have Audible.com as our sponsor. Well, Leota, we are at the five-minute mark. Do you have anything else that you would like to say?
Yes, I wanted, you just mentioned something I think is really important, and we may have to save most of it for another show, but many of the ones who are in communication with me are very interested in Blood Moon. They're anxiously waiting, hearing from you, Lynn, some of the things that are going on that I'm sharing about it. However, whenever they go online to try to research it, they're finding very the material is almost in the opposite direction. It's a lot. It's really very negative, very gloom and doom, and end of the world, and lots of that kind of material. And I haven't seen them. There is a book out also that is biblical in the same kind of proportion, but I haven't seen anything that's speaking about this in the way that we are speaking about it. Do you have anything that you can share about that before we get off the air? And then maybe we can talk about this later on one of our future shows.
Well, I'd like to hold that over until the next show, because that has to do with the thought patterns. This is very, very new. I mean, you know, most of the stuff that you read out there, it's doom and gloom, it's tied to religious, blah, blah, blah. It has nothing, what we're doing has nothing to do with that. This is about giving humanity a chance to move forward in a way that will bring evolution to a whole new understanding and being able to live with it and through it right now. Kind of like the way the whole thing with the Akasha actually evolved, and being able to be consciously aware of the choices we make instead of having to read about it 20 years later, being an active part of helping humanity move forward. We can't the way that we are right now. It has to take a different mindset. And that is if we are planning on really living. I was listening to Greg Braden yesterday, again, one of our audio books. And I was listening to him, and he was saying that when he worked, I believe, for the defense as a scientist, we lived well over 20 years on alert and not even being aware that we were on alert. And it's time to have a new thought, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to being part of the acknowledgement of this information, this energy, these frequencies, this enormous gift coming into humanity. I'm so happy to be an acknowledgement of it, and I encourage everyone to participate in this in whatever way you can. But more importantly, start getting your work done. Stop fascinating. Move forward. Go to Pathways to Light and sign up. Look at the information there. Move forward. You know, urge your foot forward, so to say, so that you can be part of this enormous change. So that's what I have to share.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, again, I'd like to just say thank you to our sponsor, Audible.com. Our show, Soul Solution, is happy to have Audible.com on board. And please make sure you go to audibletrial.com/solution to get your free audio book and a one-month trial of service. And with that, this is Ellie Stewart and Leota Razul signing off. Thank you, Leota, for coming on the show, and I will see you on your show on Wednesday.